Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Tunay na Rider, and this is episode 168. And tonight we have special guest fresh from Mongolia.
Sana pang 169 kami.
Wala eh, late eh. Tapat pala pinagpalit namin, no?
May binayaran ni Jimmy yun. Yung
number na yun.
Na-reserve yun.
Anong pag-uusapan natin, Maki?
Hindi, alam mo, kanina pa tayo nag-uusap. Pero papakwento tayo kasi ang dami nilang picture na pinost. At actually si Mark, nag-aya din yan sa akin. Malamang kay Bak, tsaka kay Iba. Eh, napupunta sila sa Mongolia. Tapos ito yung price. Sabi ko, uy, nagulat ako. medyo mabigat. Pero by looking at the photos they posted, parang feeling ko sobrang sulit eh. Medyo nakakaingit ng konti.
Worth every cent.
Alam mo, buti
through kay Mark yan.
Buti motor yung budol ni Mark. Kasi kung drugs, lahat na tayo addict. Buti motor.
Hindi, ganyan nga eh. Ito si Mark kasi pag ganyan, mag-aaya talaga yan. Eh, wala, hindi pwede or ano. Medyo, ano ba? Ang bilis eh.
Bilis
diba?
Yun.
Bilis parang two weeks.
Mabilis
two weeks,
talaga.
Two weeks eh. Lang yun.
Parang sabi, oy tara. Parang, oy tara, Mongolia pa. Teka lang ah.
Actually, nung una nga, ano eh, ilan yun? Walo?
Oh. Yes.
Puno yung walo eh.
Yes.
Ah. Tapos,
atras. Hanggang mamaya, at ano, tutuloy pa ba natin to?
Oh, teka.
I had to ask them. Sabi ko, I'm sorry, there's only 3 of us confirmed na lang. Do we do it? Yes or no?
What's the minimum size?
10.
10 minimum.
No. Yun ang maximum.
Maximum
10. They only have 10 bikes.
Yeah. So it's your minimum, super minimum at this stage for in the infancy business.
Six, seven.
Yeah, six.
Para at least break even.
Teka, ito, may question ako. Sino nakatuklas dito sa ano, sa Mongolian tour na to?
I saw a poster recent a few months ago, Tenere Mongolia. I'm like, wow, Tenere Mongolia, okay. And then I sent an email. Oh no, I sent it to Coach Toto's friend, and he coordinated instantly with them, got the pricing, everything. And I sent an email, and then a friend from the Philippines messaged me, oh, why do you want to go to Mongolia? It's like, how do you know I want to go to Mongolia? This girl, we have a common friend in the Philippines,
okay,
who is the Fender dealer. Who has a GS also, GS 1250, okay. Coach Toto student. So parang, so we had, since we had a common friend, the trust was there already. So parang, oh, this guy's okay. And he told me, she's okay. So parang all guards went down na parang all game.
connect na lahat.
Yeah, she was saying her challenge was, parang people message her, are you guys for real? Is this a scam?
Wala naniniwala.
Yeah.
Oh, talaga?
Yeah, so...
See, this is the first time.
First time.
So nagulat yung Mongolian company na, uy, may mga ano, pupunta mga Pilipino. Yeah.
first batch kayo.
Second batch.
From the Philippines?
Yeah. But the first batch also is because of his friend that I sent a poster to. Oh. So the whole interest started from Philippines.
Wait, so lahat ng mga nag-tour sa kanila, kasalanan ni Mark. Grabe.
Parang ganun.
Si Mark... international man of budol yan. Hindi lang local budol.
Level up global.
Nakakatakot, no?
Grabe. Tara, punta tayo. Hindi mo alam kung saan pupunta.
Oo nga. Biglaan pa.
Oo, diba? Sabihin tanay, mamaya nasa Thailand ka na.
Tanay to Thailand.
No, but the only reason why is like what Mark said, this person was vetted by somebody that he trusts.
Yeah.
And a lot of people trust Mark. Diba? So kung magyaya si Mark, may sasabihin siya.
Hindi pa rin natututo.
Kulang pa, ano?
Ayaw papigil.
No, it's because people trust him, diba?
May tama. Anyway, so ito. So you said you were the second group na pumunta doon. Sino yung una?
A group of Singaporeans.
Singaporeans.
Ah, Singaporeans.
Yeah. Yung nakasama namin sa Chiang Mai ride namin earlier this year.
Okay.
Or late last year. A BMW coach also.
Okay. So going there, alam nyo na puro ano, puro tinere na yung sasakyan.
Yes.
Hindi nyo alam na...
That was the main attraction.
Ah, yeah. Why? Ano ba sila? Dealer ba doon?
They own Yamaha Mongolia.
They own
Yamaha Mongolia.
Full line, ah?
Full line.
Music, motorcycle, boats.
Wow.
Wait, boats?
Boats.
Saan nila ginagamit yung boats sa Mongolia?
Exactly.
May rivers.
Lakes and rivers sila doon.
Okay. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Hindi ka tulad dito na may dagat, di ba? Baka may jet skis rin.
Hindi, yung ano nila, jet boat.
Ah, okay.
Hindi sila yung outboard na ano. Galing nga eh. Okay. Kino-convert
so,
nila.
Maganda ba talaga yung T7?
Yeah. I keep on complaining about the suspension, but the spring is rated for 70 kilo, I think, rider.
70 to 100 something.
So, I just bought a heavy
sakit
duty spring.
Sakit mo naman magsalita.
I just bought a heavy duty spring. Bak pa install nga pala. But I bought a heavy duty spring. We'll see what happens. But it's such a good bike. Pero Coach Toto always says, alam mo, everyone's complaining about the suspension. But at your skill level, you can't max that out.
Agree.
Diba?
Skill level ko pang Honda Cub lang eh. Doon ko lang natusulit. Tumatama ko ng 100.
Maski nga 125, baka di po ma-max out eh.
Yeah.
Okay. So from ano, gano'n ako tagal yung biyahe? Di pa ako nakapunta rin eh.
So, two hours to Hong Kong. So there are three ways to get there. One via Beijing.
Sandali, hindi yung plane trip, yung biyahe ba o yung ride?
Siyempre, eh, di ba? What do you expect? Okay.
So
pinapakwento ko eh.
One via China, one via Japan, and one via
Korea.
Hong Kong.
Korea pa.
And Korea. Yun yung ways to
North
get
Korea.
To.
North
Korea. Wait. Korea. Pero no, may border sila eh.
Yes.
Pero,
yes. 4 hours from Hong Kong.
What route did you guys take?
We did Hong Kong. That's why we got stuck. We had the forced overnight because of the level 10 storm.
Ah, may bagyo.
Airport pa lang, adventure na.
Hindi, yeah. Dito pa lang. Para sabi ko nga eh,
immigration office pa lang.
Ano pa lang, kaayos nung ano, yung plane tickets. Para nakapag around Asia ka na eh. Magja-Japan na. Yeah. Magku-Korea. Umiiwas sa Hong Kong kasi nandun yung bagyo.
Yeah.
So parang, oh, dito tayo. Oh, pwede dito. Singapore pa nga.
Kailangan may visa.
No visa.
No visa.
Oh, okay. Yun ang maganda.
Yeah. Oh, mag-TNT ka na ba?
Yun ang maganda.
Di ka pa kilala doon.
Oh, di ba? Galing, ano? Kaya pala, madaling, ano, madaling mag-book ng, ano, ng tour.
Yes, yes.
Kaso ang problema nga doon is parang underrated.
Ah.
Parang pag sinabi mo Mongolia, parang
oh, alam ko lang
hindi
dyan, yung
adventure person. Siguro hindi.
Walang bilang, no?
Parang walang amor, walang amor.
Walang ano eh. Until you get to go there.
Tama.
Kasi kung hindi ka outdoor person, I think,
first time mo ba doon kayo to?
First time building.
Nung pupunta ka doon, ano expectation mo? Nung, ay, Mongolia.
Oh, in-expect ko puro ano, puro sand.
Okay.
Kaya sabi nga namin, akala ko ba desert mainit? Eh, malamig pala dito.
Okay.
Ang lamig pala dito.
Gano'ng kalamig?
Big.
At night, it would drop down to zero, mga 5 degrees wow. in the desert. The morning would be mga 12.
Mga 12. 15.
Oh, wow.
Then I was saying, where's the cold? Where's the cold? They say it's gonna be cold next day pag alis namin, 1 degree. Sabi ko, binabawi ko na.
Binabawi. Paano yung gear na dala nyo? Hindi kayo nag-prepare for that?
Hindi, naka-prepare kami.
Okay.
May mga liner kami. May ano. Kasi sinabi nila sa amin na
from the website,
yes,
waiver,
it might
blah, blah,
get
blah.
Cold out the desert.
Okay.
To mga 5, mga, so just be prepared.
Ano yung mga gear tips niya?
Prepare for 4 seasons.
Yeah, 4 seasons.
Wow.
Prepare for 4 seasons.
So may ulan?
So pwedeng umulan?
Pwedeng umulan.
Wow.
Umulan
sa desert.
Ah, yung last part namin.
Umulan. In the desert.
Pero ang ulan nila, hindi yung katulad ulan natin dito. Sa kanila, parang drizzle
jingle
lang. Oh, drizzle na medyo.
Tapos may music na back.
Parang ganun.
Throat singing.
So, kailangan mo talaga bumili ng ano, ng 4-season na gear.
Yung mga gear naman natin pag medyo on the high end naman, may mga liner na siya na panlamig eh.
So, dami ako nakita sa Ride Manila niyan.
On sale yata ngayon.
Naka-sale sila ngayon.
For season jacket.
Naka-sale sila ngayon.
Oh.
Okay. So, from your trip, sinundo ba kayo sa airport?
Yes.
Kompleto yung transfers, tapos accommodation.
Land Cruiser pa yung Cruiser. Service vehicles nila.
Okay.
Puro LC200. It's very...
ini-internalize na ni Maki.
Hindi, syempre sinasimulate ko kasi para alam ko na yung what to expect.
Buti hindi defender. Baka hindi ka pa umabot. LC talaga.
Talaga. Kung kasi, tanay-tanay lang, okay ako defender.
Sa Mongolia,
drive around the
LC.
World, Toyota tayo.
Kung pupunta akong Starbucks, BGC, okay ako sa defender.
Kaya na, no, kailangan na ka GS1250.
Pero pang Mongolia, tenere.
Wala okay. ibang bikes doon eh. Kasi karamihan sa kanila doon are all
mga
enduro.
Russian. At saka mga Russian, mga yung Rusi nila doon.
Kaya marami sila doon, enduro.
Yung Rusi nila doon, mga lumang Russian bike, di ba?
Yung mga Jawa.
Oo, oh, mga ganun.
The best friend of Bro owns Husqvarna naman.
Mm.
So the Husqvarna dealer naman has a Husqvarna 701 Tour. Ooh. I can't imagine though gaano kasakit sa put yun.
Oh my
yun.
God.
250-300 kilometers on a enduro bike is
701 Smart Pilen.
No, 701 Enduro.
No, hindi Norden.
Enduro.
Ah, okay. Ala, okay.
Enduro yun.
Oh, ano.
701 hardcore yun.
Dudugupet mo ron.
Oh.
Okay, so paano nag-start yung tour?
So there we had to be fluid because last minute we changed the plans.
And you get the level 1, di ba? Level 1.
Level 1.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first day, they added an extra day of riding for us. We went went to the Yamaha camp, which is in a national forest.
Oh.
A national park. And then they're like, oh, this is our property. I was like, how can you own?
I was asking, gaano kalaki? Hindi nila malaman.
Wait.
Parang as far as you can see?
Lahat ng natatanaw nyo, akin yan.
So, but is it Mongolia... like a giant park. I mean, it's like got the lowest per person per square kilometer, whatever.
Like 2 people per ilang kilometers.
Oh, yeah. Parang you could walk and walk and walk and wala kang makitang tao for days.
Yeah, and actually that's why in the national park I asked, who comes here?
Oh, yeah.
No one.
Nobody goes here. Sabi niya, why? Because they get lost.
Oh my God.
Because remember we have climbed 3 mountains and go around, then climb again. Oo nga, no?
Kaya pala tuwan-tuwa sila. Ngayon na nakakita ng tao.
And then the Yamaha camp, may environmental program sila. They raise deer and then they release them into the wild.
Oh. Yeah. So parang namin, yun siguro ex-deal nila doon.
Yeah, I think that's what they were doing.
Kasi konti lang eh, mga ilan daw, mga 7 to 10 deers lang daw eh.
Mas maraming deer at saka yak kesa sa tao.
Yeah.
Oo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when the tour started, syempre may mga rules. So meron nabanggit na ano ba yung mga dapat hindi gawin, dapat
bawal
gawin.
Umihi dito? Hindi, di ba? Ihi kahit saan.
Kahit saan na gusto.
Basta natural.
Hindi, may nabanggit kayo na three things to watch out eh. Ano yung
sabi niya, number one, do not trust Mongolian roads.
Bakit?
And true enough, on the highway, there are huge holes. Nakasya tao sa butas pa.
It's just scary.
So yeah, you're going 100 and bigla na lang, whoop! Kasi minsan you're following a car. Tapos okay lang, di ba? Pag ganun ng car, may butas sa ilalim. Iwas. So, never
so you're
trust.
Safer going on the fire road?
Yes, but I also crashed on the fire road on a big hole. And then don't trust the trucks. But there are some trucks that are educated. So the style naman in Mongolia is when you get behind a truck, if the truck driver is a good driver, he'll signal left. When he signals left, what he means is don't pass.
Okay.
There's a car coming.
Okay.
And then once he signals right. Overtake ka
na. Ah, nagsasabi. Ang galing ha.
Tatabi na siya.
Magaling.
Teka. Right-hand drive ba ang Mongolia?
Left.
Yeah, left-hand drive. Yeah, left-hand drive.
Pero they are allowed
left
to
have right-hand
drive.
That's why, kasi konti lang yung mga kotse eh. Diba?
Okay. Diba, maraming kotse. Traffic nga eh. Sa city ha.
Ah, ulan ba tari? Eh, isa lang yung city nila eh. Diba? Yun lang yun.
And
traffic.
Don't traffic. Trust Prius. The traffic's worse than the Philippines.
Traffic.
Okay.
And don't trust the Priuses.
Bakit Prius?
Ang daming Prius eh. As in, you're here in the road, bigla na lang the Prius will just make a U-turn.
Akala nila motor din sila.
Yeah, medyo talaga.
Parang nasanay sila nung walang tao.
No, that makes sense.
Oh, tama.
Imagine ganito, yung tricycle driver sa probinsya.
Correct.
And then bigyan mo ng kotse. Paano mag-drive yun?
Di ba? Diba? Dito sa atin, sanay na sa siya. U-turn lang walang tingin-tingin. Kasi wala namang kotse. Tapos biglang.
Pipick up pa ng pasahero yun.
Oo.
Galing.
Kasi parang kunyari, nasa city ka. Pag lumabas ka na, kunyari, umabot ka na ng San Fernando, wala na tao eh. Wala na sasakyan eh. Talagang kalsada na lang. Tsaka ano. Tsaka may mga kalsada pang ginagawa. As in, parang yung kalsada nila kulang pa.
Okay.
So yung in time na talagang kalsada, dire-diretso yun ah. Tapos mamaya putol. Tapos parang gravel road na naman. Ganun yung kalsada nila. Parang hindi pa tapos.
Gano kahaba binabiyahe nyo sa isang araw?
De, ito mga ano lang to. Mga sa mga 200.
But off-road.
Off-road yon.
Per day.
Per day yon. Per day.
Ilang days?
4 days?
Yeah, mga 5 days yun.
5 days.
Five days.
Anong klaseng terrain? 200 is different sa asphalt. 200 is different sa fire road. 200
ito
is
naman,
different sa bundok.
Mostly, parang hard gravel road. Pero there are portions doon na may mga soft sand. Pero hindi mahaba. Siguro,
parang Mad Max ha?
Siguro mga parang ganon, parang Mad Max. It's the same.
So yung palabas na Mad Max na ano, parang ganon, may mga
ganun.
Bundok-bundok
yes.
Parang
na kahit saan ka mapunta, pwede.
Kahit saan ka mapunta, yun pa rin yung itsura.
So walang kalsada, bala ka na.
Hindi, meron siyang path.
Okay.
Pero pwede kang
magwaswas.
Let's say the GPS is goes like this between kalye. So the guide minsan will say, we'll just cut through.
Oo. Kasi doon din magkikita.
That's a good one. Wait, so it's got varied types of terrain. So parang fire road. Fire road is great.
Fire road, yes.
No, hataw
hard,
ka lang, dire-diretso.
Hard yun.
But paano kung biglang nagiging sand? How do you know? I wouldn't be able to tell.
Yun na yung magiging ano man. You still have to look where you're going.
Bisitahin.
Kasi nagbabago din yung terrain eh. So
that's
nagiging
why
soft sand din.
I like following the people. We all had cardos.
You and Cardo.
Yeah, we all
ganda
the
nun.
Guy will announce soft sand in my area, soft sand may. Eh, problem minsan is they're going so fast. Sometimes
hindi mo na nakikita kung ano area.
It's an area.
So nasaan? Yung pala, ang layo pa.
Oo nga, yun, parang sa Pinas, kung nag-group grind ka, halimbawa, sampo kayo na naka-cardo, uy, may lubak. Eh, nasa dulo ako. Saan?
Diba? Imagine I hit soft sand. Minsan, takbo ko 50. Full wobble. Yun yung tawa ni Coach Toto. Munti ka nang nahulog.
Kasi nakikita mo na eh. Parang, naku, hindi yata nakita ni Mark. Ayan na. Mamaya gagalo na yung motor. ayan na.
But since I've trained with Coach Toto, you know that once you stand up, the wobble just disappears. You just have to calm yourself and just control. So I suggest before going on a trip like this, find a good instructor, Coach Toto. We have a coach back. Do your training before leaving. Para mas ma-enjoy mo yung ride.
Sandali. Si Coach Toto, naka-cardo kayo.
Yes.
And then, sabi ni Coach Toto, he just revealed na, uy, baka hindi nakita ni Mark yun. Hindi niya sinabi sa'yo. Nakita niya, hindi niya sinabi sa'yo.
Hindi kasi nasa siya nasa unahan eh. Sinabi na sa kanya, oh, soft sand dito, area, gano'n. Mas palapit na ng palapit. Parang hindi niya, parang walang movement. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin.
Nakaupo pa rin ako.
Nakaupo pa rin. Okay, so what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you know that there's soft sand?
Just stand up and then just to make it yung bike mo kailangan stable.
So you, you lower the handlebar. And then you loosen up.
You loosen up, just go with the flow, and then try to correct. Minimal movements lang.
And you let the bike be the one to take
go,
you through.
Kasi malawak naman eh. So it's okay na you look for something hard na ano para mawala ka lang dun.
Don't break.
Don't break. Never break. Kasi don't break. The tendency is you're riding, okay, fire road, and then bigger, diba? Gaganon ka, titigas ka eh.
Kaya it's always good to look ahead.
Bisitahin natin si ano si Coach Toto sa Ilocos. Doon tayo sa Pawai.
Yun! Pwede ba mag-ano, training
doon?
Pwede doon.
Kaya magaling sa soft sand to eh.
Iba lang kasi ang ano nila doon eh. Iba lang kasi yung type of sand. Doon yung mga desert talaga. Let's say Saudi Arabia.
Mga Pino.
Pino eh.
Wait, parehas ng ano, lahar.
Parang. Ay, hindi. Mas matigas pa ang lahar eh.
Lahar.
Mas fine. Sa purak na tirik yung araw. Pino yun.
Pino siya.
Oh.
Mas fine yung lahar.
Mas fine okay. Pa ang lahar.
Okay.
Pero ito, pag nabugbog na, nadaanan na.
Ah, wala.
Buhaghag na.
Lumalambot na. So, nagiging tricky na yun.
Oo, no? Lupit. So, pag-usapan natin yung trip. Sino yung mga kasama nyo nung ano? So, Sir Mark, Toto, sino yung mga kasama nyo na sa trip niya?
Two guides from BMW coach and a guide from Singapore, Fabian and Tommy D. And then two staff of at Total Adventure, really cool guys, but they could barely speak English. Yeah. That's another challenge, the language. And then Monk, Era, and Bro. And then the talented Mark Sulmian. Yeah. So
wait, can you explain? They called there
there's two marks. Eh. So how do you differentiate?
No, una parang yung isa na lang, let's call
Big Mark.
Fat Mark na lang.
Big Mark, Fat Mark.
Ganun na,
Big Mark,
your,
Small Mark, Fat Mark.
I have feelings also. let's find another name.
Okay. Pero, I mean,
so funny Mark.
Kasi Mark was taking a lot of videos. When they see the videos, oh, you're talented. You're not, and then he rides so fast. You're not talented.
So siya na yung talented.
Drone pa siya. I mean, drone pa kami. Talagang production.
Galing.
Sure.
Galing.
So you're very talented.
Tapos yung ano ba yung mga pinuntahan nyo? Kwento niya naman yung mga nakita nyo dun na unique.
Yeah, the unique one was we went to, they brought us to a monastery where no one had been to in 800 years. We're
possibly ano klaseng monastery? Ano yung religion?
Middle of nowhere.
Buddhist.
Buddhist.
Middle of nowhere. But the Rampuchi, who's like the head.
Ayun, Rampuchi.
Rampuchi. Yeah, the Rampuchi wasn't there. But
ano yung Rampuchi?
Rampuchi's like the Dalai Lama.
Parang
people go. So this guy was known for going into a girt, stayed there, and he meditated for 3 years.
Oh, explain what a girt is.
A girt is a nomadic family's, nomadic
yung tent. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Tent.
You know, the girts are basically one big ass tent.
Yes.
And everything the family owns is in that tent.
Yes.
Okay.
That you can pack up and move. And
the whole thing.
And then may butas sa gitna, diba?
Butas sa gitna yon pang summer tsaka pang winter.
Can I just tell you, I know a lot about Mongolia because I've always wanted to go.
Oh.
Oo. Sobrang, pero...
You know, Gino Rufino's dad was the honorary consul of Mongolia.
Talaga?
Yeah, before.
Oh. Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out Mongoloid Joe.
The only reason you get that
Mongoloid Joe. Bakit hindi tayo nagbisita doon?
Oo nga. Next time may padrino na.
Tax exempt yan.
May padrino na doon ano next time.
Like courtesy call man lang.
Baka the next honorary consul is si Mark Sung. diba? Bringing Filipinos.
I wouldn't mind.
And promoting Mongolian tours. That's what the consul does.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're supposed to promote trade, culture,
yeah,
and it seems like that's what you're doing.
Oh, maybe I'll look for whoever it is now.
What else?
Ganda, ganda. Ano pang tsaka yung GERD na yun. Ano yun?
GERD sakit ng matanda.
Ano ba?
GERD. Actually, I'm not sure how kasi people pronounce it as yurt.
Yurt.
They call it iba. GER. Oh. It's spelled G-R but they call it GERD.
Oh, GERD.
Yeah, so iba-iba tawag eh.
So, parang malaking backpack to na nandun.
Kasi
na.
Kunyari, pag malamig, they have yung parang heater nila. Yung nasa ano, sa gitna. Oh. Ngayon, pag mainit naman,
may vent
siya, tapos yung side niya, binubuksan nila para magkaroon naman ng vent. Tapos pag malamig, isasara naman nila yung gilid.
Galing, galing.
Oh, pero mainit, ha?
Centralized aircon?
Centralized. Kasi natulog kami doon how many times? Twice.
Ah, paano yung mga tulugan?
Simple lang.
Yeah, the first one was very, very basic. Like the toilet was like a hole in the floor. And simple girt. And then two nights, one night raw camping, one night really nice camp. Oh. Nice beds, hot water, electricity, restaurant. That was nice.
Is there an option wherein every night is like that?
Pwede rin.
No, because okay, the last time I'm 46, right? If I sleep wrong on a nice bed, I'm recovering from that wrong for a week. So I don't know if I can still sleep na tuloy-tuloy camping.
For me, this is a perfect mix between raw camping and this is a good experience.
Because, how many nights camping and how many nights?
Two nights.
Three?
Yeah, two nights raw camping. Two nights.
May condom.
Yes, nice condom.
Condominium.
Condominium.
Two nights luxury camping, glamping. Two nights raw camping. But yeah, they bring all the gear. They set up the tent for you. It's the bed's comfortable.
May airbed. Ne.
Ah, yung ano.
May airbed.
Okay.
Nag-grow pala sila ni Toto.
May
airbed, may yun na nga, may sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Kaya even at 5 degrees in the morning,
okay lang.
Okay siya. Kasi yung sleeping bag, ano nga eh, it can hold you up to negative 10.
Makapal.
Kapal. Yeah. Talagang ano, eh ako ginawin eh. So, sabi ko,
hindi kayo nag ano, okay tabi.
Hindi niya alam pumasok ako sa tent.
Bago pa magising na wala na.
Sabi ko, coach, may camel kagabi sa tent.
Ba't basa dito?
O, paano pagkain naman?
Pagkain.
Patatas, ano? Gatas, ganun.
Ah, meron din. Yeah. Pero may chef nga kami kasama eh. Pumper? Tsaka nag-grocery.
Yes.
Talaga, kasi yung trailer namin, that's the kitchen eh.
So supply namin, it's there. It's a glamping mobile food.
Parang yes. Ganun.
And then yung...
But kasi, still, they would get food, yung mga local food nila, which is the lamb, mga ano. So, pinapatry din nila sa amin yung... Yun na, yung
sarap.
Sinerve sa amin na yung lamb. Hindi namin naubos yun, di ba? Sarap eh. The next morning, yun din ulit. Pero hindi na mainit.
Sebo na.
Oh
my God. Sabi ni Toto, meron daw ano papaitan doon.
Yeah. Lab head?
Yung brain, yung mata.
Yeah, the whole lamb head.
Doon sa amin. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys have ever had a grandmother or a great-grandmother that would just cook random things. My great grandmother was like that. Minsan you would just open the oven. Ah, may ulo ng kambing. Like yung pinsan ko, may mga fighting cock.
Kala ko ulo ng pinsan mo.
Alaga niya yun, pare. Pumasok siya sa yung tito ko pumasok sa school. Pag-uwi niya, fried chicken na kami. Yeah. Iyak siya ng iyak, pero masarap.
Hindi, sabi niyo may meron tayong kaibigan si Alvin. Alvin D, who's also been to Mongolia, yeah. No?
Been to Mongolia also way back 2018.
Hindi ba local yun dun?
Hindi, pero sabi mo kanina, si Alvin, parang nabanggit niya na ayoko na bumalik sa Mongolia kasi
hindi
nahihirap.
Niya, na ano lang, siguro in the first few days lang, medyo nahirapan sila kasi it's a new terrain. Tsaka yung side kasi na pinuntahan nila was, I think, mga, kung hindi mga 50% all sand kasi yung area na pinuntahan nila doon. Eh.
Like actually, yung sinabi ni Alvin is like, it's a bucket list. He's so yes. happy to have done yeah. it. Pero hindi niya uulitin. But what you're telling me, Mark, and Toto, is not only uulitin nyo next year, like yung target mo Mark is 3 times kasi pero magdadamay ka rin that sasama si Buck at si Toto ulit
yeah. Nagplano pa nga doon mo tumire
so why is your experience different from and then sino pa yung ano nag GS trophy na nabalian on the
yeah,
first day
si Aris.
Si Aris.
Yeah, si Aris
so all of the stories I've heard about
Mongolia.
Filipinos who have ridden in Mongolia have been like horror stories. Why do you want to live there? Why do you want to go back?
I think it's because of the people that took care of us. Yeah. It's really, the whole experience depends on, I think if you go on a trail and you ride with the wrong people, you'll never ride again.
I know what that feels like.
Sorry. Change topic.
I mean, I've had great off-road rides with Toto, right? I've had great off-road rides with like si Joe Mag, with the Ayala dudes. I've had horrible off-road experiences with Brando. Naalala mo yung Toto? and almost horrible experience with Mark.
Yeah, but I think the experience of Mongolia changes a lot with your tour guide. And again, it's our, Monk and Era, their father has moved to the Gobi Desert and lives in the Gobi Desert and is handling the conservation of the history and the nature side of the Gobi Desert. So they've lived in the Gobi Desert. So
they know the Gobi Desert.
Yeah.
So choosing the right guides is very important.
Oh, syempre.
Medyo kinakabahan ako ngayon after sharing
tsaka yung pinuntahan kasi nila Alvin tsaka us are just 1% lang siguro nun nung area. Maliit lang yun. Isang area lang yun eh.
So hindi pa nila na-experience
yun. Hindi pa na-experience yun.
May dahilan dapat na bumalik.
Bumalik.
Next year.
Diba?
But even the Mongolians themselves said there's so much of our country is still undiscovered even by us.
Sila okay. mismo.
Sila, galing ah.
Yung ibang kasama namin, para first time nilang pumunta dun eh. Dun sa, ano ba to? Dun sa monastery.
Yeah. Mongolian galing, na sila
ah. Si Bro-Bro.
Si Bro-Bro, tama.
The husband of Ira, what was his first time to go there?
Yeah. First time. Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Kasi nga, wala kang pumunta dun. Ewan ko kung bawal or...
Yeah.
Malayo lang talaga.
Malayo talaga.
Malayo talaga.
Malayo talaga. Kaya hindi talaga pupuntahan ng normal na ano talaga.
Okay. So, tingin ko, it's very interesting. Ako, I'm sold. Iba sold. Buck sold.
Buck is gonna TNT na doon eh.
Well, busy Buck is sold. I sold Buck. I sold Buck to Mongolia.
Wala, no choice.
Kapalit na camel.
No choice. May bisita talaga tayo next year, Maki.
Oh. What do you think should be done like for other people na who wants to go there? Sabi mo, may mga madaming influencer dito eh sa atin eh.
Diba? Yeah. Console and, Mark Sung.
Diba? So what do you think should be done to promote these kind of things?
Well, first of all, be ready before going, no? Gear-wise, training-wise, so that make sure muna you have the groundwork done before going. Kasi there are some people naman who go without knowing how to ride. You won't enjoy it as much. Maybe by the third day, you're riding okay na. But prepare for it. No? And
so a couple of days with Coach yeah. Buck, with Coach Toto.
Training muna.
Yes, yes, training muna. Refresher. So make sure that you can...
Like refresher lang. Yeah.
I mean, if you can borrow a Tenere 700, use a Tenere 700, get familiarize yourself. People do that with a Himalayan ride. They borrow Himalayans and then use it to familiarize. It's still in infancy. It's the first year of the Tenere Tour. So even they are still learning. Galing. Even they are still learning and yeah.
Ano ba yung mga riding school dito? Mga adventure riding school na pwedeng salihan ng mga gustong matuto.
Meron sa Marilake.
Sa Tanay meron.
Sa Tanay. Pare, ang ganda ng logo. Sobrang wala pa akong swag from that group.
Ne, diba?
Actually, parang sa Tuesday ba yun? Meron sila.
meron na ba?
Meron. Di ba, ano ba yung mga available na adventure riding schools na pwede nilang pag-trainingan? For example, gusto nila mag-adventure riding.
Well, my number one where I learned everything, all the bad things in life, Coach Toto Villanueva. Coach Toto. But Coach Toto also made me take the basics kay Coach Mel Aquino first.
Okay.
Yeah, before going to him, which I already done. I had done, so there. So, but me, nothing beats one-on-one with Coach Toto.
Agree.
And then,
agree.
Yeah, then you have, I think Coach Mel is venturing into adventure bike training now. Well, me and Buck also, we're finally starting our basic training.
Uy, enroll na kami. Kami ni Maki.
Oh, Tuesday
nga eh.
Ngayon kayo grabe kayo mag-plan.
Agad-agad.
2 weeks Mongolia ride.
Ganun din eh. E di simulan na.
But even the guys in Mongolia, they're looking for professional training. So which is also why we went in a little earlier. They realize that they have to get the proper training as well. Iba kasi yung ride lang ng ride and knowing the proper Coach Toto.
The way Coach Toto and Coach Buck have learned. See, Buck is a horrible teacher. I mean, aside from being a horrible human being, he's also a horrible
birthday
teacher.
Birthday na tao.
That's why I'm holding back.
After
he went through the training, ang laki ng improvement. Like he now like
speak
cares
English
about
na.
Oh, speaks English. And, no. May pake siya sa'yo. You know what I mean? Like he knows what to look for, he knows how to give. Hindi kasi usually yung advice ni Buck walang kwenta eh. 'Di ba? Ngayon may kwenta yung advice niya. Talaga nakakatulong.
Naninibago. Ang seryoso nitong taong 'to.
No, which is
biglang nagtuturo.
Which is why having this training and becoming a real coach certified is so important.
Yeah.
Ayun. So, sana marami na. Tayo, marami pa tayong oras. No? Pero,
ikaw coach, would you go back? Would you go back?
Yeah. I would.
Mag-TNT ka rin?
Hindi mo pa nakikita ang, actually, Mongolia.
Yun nga, sabi nila, di ba?
Hindi mo pa nakikita ang Mongolia. Well, you've seen
the Alvin D, narinig mo na.
Pero, I think, history-wise, maganda yung ano nila.
Pare, it's the biggest empire in the world.
Almost half nga, doon ko nga lang na-discover yun na.
They conquered half the world.
Half of the world para, they conquered it.
More than diba? Alexander the Great. They created China.
Yung China nga, nagpagawa ng wall eh.
Kaya nga, yun nga, yung Great Wall of China, ginawa yun.
Hindi gumana yung Great Wall of China. Yung actual unification of China was because of the Mongol Empire, pare. And then nung nakawatak-watak na, natuloy na pa rin yung China. So they're actually like China now is actually the child of the Mongol Empire. Anyway, sorry, I'm geeking out on history.
Any advice who wants to enjoy adventure riding?
Oh, enjoy.
What's a good advice that you would want to share with anyone who wants to go out there outside the Philippines to like Mongolia? Ano ba yung mga gusto niyong ipayo sa mga gusto mag?
Yeah. for me, traveling abroad has been an eye-opening experience for me. It's something to look forward to and save up for. Do your research and know what ride will match
more than 2 weeks.
Your with what ride also will match your personality. Because you have to make sure you're ready for it, right? Yeah. Even if you want it, sometimes you might get traumatized by going to a certain thing.
Yeah, don't do it just because it's a bucket list.
Yeah,
right. Do it and prepare for it, and do it because you love it.
You love
not
it,
just
pwede, you like it.
Para pwede ka magyabang na naghimalayas ako, di ba? Do it because you really want to do it.
Kasi kung hindi ka katulad nun, if you go adventure, if you're not really an outdoor person, hindi mo siya may enjoy.
May inis ka pa.
Ang una mong tanong dun eh, di ba? CR.
Yeah.
Wala CR dun eh.
I asked. And they told me there wasn't.
Meron lang, the normal na ano, sinetup nung first day yata, second day, parang yung shower ano lang. Tapos after
wala na.
2 minutes, oh, naka-pack up na uli. Hindi talaga gagamitin.
Props.
Actually, coach, I want to...
Pero may hot water, ah.
Wow.
Pero di naman namin ginamit.
I want to hear, Coach Toto, what's your advice for people? Yun, Mr. Adventure.
Siguro, ang pinakamaganda dun is, at least yun na nga, do your research. Number two is, do some trainings also. Kasi lalo na doon, if you're on abroad, there are things na yung mga hindi mo inaasahan, which through the trainings, naiiwasan siya. So through that, you get to enjoy also your trip. Diba? And then, siguro lastly is, you have to enjoy, if you're an outdoor person, yun na nga, you can do those kinds of trip. Pero kung hindi, and then that what you said that you just checking kasi lahat ng tao kasi ano kailangan ko rin
magse-selfie ako dito sa Gobi.
Oh, gagawin ko to and then you get in trouble by doing that.
Agree.
So you just have to prepare and think na bagay ba sa'yo yon. Para ganoon naman tayo pag nag-ride eh, we have to enjoy it eh. So sayang naman yon if you go there just for tawag namin yun, just for the views.
For the sake of being there.
For the sake of
pero winter. Hindi ka nag-immerse dun sa actual.
Yes, kasi yung mga ganyan kasi it's more of immersion eh.
Right.
Immersion ang ano mo dun eh. Yung adventure mo dun eh. It's not riding actually. Parang yung riding is just a couple of
riding
percent lang
yun. Riding is just
eh.
Your vehicle.
Parang your, transport mo lang just to go there. But actually, yung the deeper part of it is yung immersion, you learn the
ganda.
Culture, yung people.
Mismo. So dapat honest ka sa sarili mo kung gusto mo ba talaga gawin yun.
Tama. Then, yung na-realize ko kasi yung pagmumotor, it should come natural. Nag-training ka, tapos yung mga ganun, potholes, alam mo na yung gagawin. Pero after that, ano pa? Nakikita mo, naiintindihan mo ba yung pinupuntahan mo? Di ba? Ano yung bawal dito yung dapat gawin?
Hindi mo na na-enjoy. Hindi mo na na-enjoy yung views kasi nga, masyado mong
stress.
Nasi-stress ka na eh, na parang ano, 'di ba? So instead na ano, nakita mo ba? Ay, hindi ko nakita. Eh.
after 3 months of riding in Tanay, 'di ba? 3-4 months of riding in Tanay. One day I stop and I'm like, ang ganda pala ng view dito. I realized wala ako tinitingnan, kundi survival lang.
Survival eh.
So that's the next level pala.
Okay, so as we wrap up, I'm gonna give one additional piece of advice. And my last piece of advice is, you have to practice, no? And inulit-ulit natin yon. You have to train, you have to be prepared. But the one thing that people will forget is this. You need to put on all your gear, boots, jacket, lahat. And then you need to go out in your backyard and then poop. Because honestly, I've had to poop in the woods in full gear without any practice. Pare. Kung nakamali ka, there's no room for error. No room for error. Okay?
Ang hirap,
diba? All right. And on that note, thank you, Toto. Thank you, Mark, for being on Tunay na Rider. And remember, practice pooping in the woods in full gear.
Right, and hopefully you don't see a Prius out of the desert.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks and see you in our next episode. Please follow our socials and goodbye. Bye-bye.
Sleep tight.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.